I'd like to start by saying congratulations for becoming a finalist for the Online News Association's Excellence in Online Journalism Award. A bit of a mouthful. Maybe you can tell us what it means to you.
It is a mouthful. The Online News Association is probably the largest journalism organization in the world now. They announced their finalists this week for their annual awards, and I was just stunned to find El Paso Matters on the list of four finalists for micro news organizations, which is for organizations that appear to 15 employees. And I was stunned because we weren't even publishing 7 months ago. So to get that kind of recognition so early, especially in an international competition, is just mind-blowing to me. But it's a real credit to the work our team is doing, and a real credit to all of those people in El Paso and elsewhere who've really kind of come together to help get this organization stood up and covering news. So I was just really thrilled to get that recognition.
And a reminder that news travels fast, huh? Especially today.
Yeah, it definitely does.
All right. Congratulations, Bob. We have to wonder, when COVID-19 is behind us, what we'll look back on. And we know that one of the things that we'll look back on as something that we could have done better is testing. And we will start to see how often perhaps the lack of good testing may have contributed to the deaths of people. Mm. And you have a story along those lines this week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a story of a couple called Paco and Martha Isaiz. They're both healthcare workers at two different hospitals. Paco is 71 and Martha is 66. Paco began showing some symptoms in late July and went to the emergency room at University Medical Center. They didn't test him for COVID, even though the symptoms matched COVID symptoms. And the reason they didn't test him was that he was also undergoing chemo for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that can sometimes present the same symptoms. And so he went back again a few days later and was finally tested. And then it took another 4 or 5 days for the results to come back. So this period that elapsed between when he presented with symptoms and when they got the diagnosis was 10 days. He was taken to the hospital and then unfortunately passed away. And his wife has kind of made it her mission to be Paco's voice. So Martha took part in a protest last week that marked all of the healthcare workers who've lost their lives to COVID-19, which includes at least six, I believe, in El Paso. This story is just a reminder to all of us that COVID-19 is not just about numbers. These are real people and real families that are being affected by this, and they're just such horribly sad stories that they need to be told.
Another sad story is how from 1 month to the next this summer, we have had record-breaking heat.
Yeah, so El Paso, and this is probably true for Las Cruces as well, just had its hottest July in history and its hottest August in history. This is part of a trend that's been really evident for a number of years now, and it's almost certainly due to two factors, primarily climate change, but secondarily, a phenomenon known as the urban heat island effect, which is basically something that happens when you have a whole bunch of concrete that's kind of retaining solar radiation. We've just seen these brutally hot summers in recent years. As a matter of fact, when you look at the 13 warmest summers in El Paso's history, 11 of those have been from the last 12 years. So I think a lot of us now take 100-plus degree days in August as something that's normal for the desert, and it's not. When you look at historic records, typically in August before these past few years, you'd have maybe 1 or 2 days above 100. Hmm. This year we had 20 days above 100 in August, and last year was 19. So the climate is definitely changing here, and it's affecting the way we live.
Hmm. On the bright side, maybe it looks like those triple-digit days are behind us.
Hopefully we've seen the last of 100-degree days this summer. We've had 54 of them already, which is the third most ever. I don't want to see a 55th, and I don't think anybody else does either.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Bob. You can find all these stories at elpasomatters.org. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks. You too.